Hello, my name is Phil Adams, and this is an extract from my story, Bloodbath. Bear was looking at his newspaper, but not reading it. The words appeared as a barely registered blur, his eyes focused on a point beyond the page in front of him, to the far corner of the room, in fact, and the glass tank in which Salmon was being unusually quiet. Most mornings, before Bear reached page 2, Salmon would have piped up with some scale-brained scheme for seizing the day. The previous week they had snuck into the Museum of Scotland and pretended to be an exhibit, for instance. But today, Bear was staring blankly at page 6, oblivious to the headlines of debt, disaster and discord in front of him. His finely tuned ursine sixth sense, especially fine-tuned when it came to riverborne food sources, was on high alert. There couldn't be an innocent explanation for this departure from the norm. Salmon was never this quiet, this long. Something fishy was going on. Most likely, it was some kind of devious, salmony prank. Salmon was trying to mess with Bear's head, in which case Bear would not give her the satisfaction of rising to the bait. Rising to the bait was for fish, not bears. But there was the slim possibility that something was genuinely wrong. Salmon might be ill. Salmon might be dying. Perhaps she had sleep-leapt out of her tank and was lying on the floor gasping, her gills flared, flapping and futile. Or worse still, Salmon might already be dead. What if, right now, Salmon was lying belly up and motionless on the surface while he wasted time worrying about his foolish pride? He had no choice. There was no good outcome for Bear in this scenario. And with heavy Russian heart and no small degree of trepidation, he slowly lowered the newspaper and peered over the top. Salmon was lying belly up and motionless at the surface of the tank. Bear experienced a full-body cold flush of panic. He dropped the newspaper and made to lever himself out of the armchair. "I'm going to get a tattoo," said Salmon suddenly. "Here, on my underbelly. I'm a little worried about damage to the soft tissue, but at least it will be discreet."